good evening once again, Mr. and Mrs. America. Welcome to all the freedom-loving Christians, patriots, and the rest of you to a Monday evening episode of The Flip Side. I'm your host for this evening, Jeffrey Bennett. I'll also be with you on Wednesday and Friday of this week. Robbie's got the short week. And he'll be behind the mic on Tuesday and Thursday evenings. Interesting day for this 26th day of February 2007, looking at some oddball little headlines here, there, and everywhere, and I find them quite interesting. Some of them are health-related. Vice President Dick Cheney is on cue letting us know that Al-Qaeda is regrouping. No, that's not Al Gore. That's Al-Qaeda. The U.S. Postal Service, or the panel that oversees them, is now urging another 2-cent rate hike. Good God, they don't earn what they get paid now. They can't seem to deliver things properly. They can't seem to run their website properly for tracking packages and other things of that nature. Simply amazing. And, of course, the biggest news of the day, no, not Anna Nicole Smith, although her paramour, boyfriend, Oy Vey himself, is getting kicked out of Anna Nicole's house. You see, it seems she never owned it. She refused to sign the papers. He's got nowhere to live. Oh, what a shame. Who cares? Simply amazing. No, the biggest news of the day is the introduction of a new documentary film by James Cameron. He was the guy who was the producer and director of Titanic a few years ago. Got a new film coming out claiming that they've discovered Jesus' tomb, the tomb of his family. And, of course, that's creating quite a stir. But, frankly, I'd much rather listen to that and watch that kind of programming than I would the Anna Nicole Smith garbage. Simply amazing. We will not touch on sports tonight. That has no bearing on much of anything. Stock markets had an interesting day today. Oil continues to go up. They're expecting another 5 to 10 cent a gallon increase here very soon, or very quietly. It'll continue to elevate itself. Dow Jones Industrial Average lost a little over 15 points today. I mean, it's minuscule in the scheme of things. It closed at 12,632. NASDAQ lost over 10.5 points to end the day at 2504. The S&P 500 down $1.82 or 1.82, and end of the day at just shy of 1,450 points. Oh, that's right. In the Scooter Libby trial, a judge booted one of the jurors off the case. I wonder why. Oh, and Americans, according to what I'm reading, hate their jobs more than ever before. Now, why isn't that a surprise to any of us? My goodness. I'm trying to pull up another website because there was some interesting stuff there. When we come back, I'll give you the metals market reports in addition to some other stuff. By the way, the website's open. Come on over, www.federalobserver.com. Come on and join our chat room. I'll see you on the flip side of this commercial break.
Attention, attention everyone, a brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, W-R-I-S-T-E-A-S-E, WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, W-R-I-S-T-E-A-S-E.com.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bed Fan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
About that living and breathing stuff. Welcome back to the Flip Side this Monday evening, February 26th. Found the piece I was looking for. I was out getting some new tires for an old vehicle today and actually had occasion to sit down and read through the Arizona Repugnant. Two articles in particular I found of interest that I think are indicative of the ongoing problems economically that we face in this country. We're going to do far more than economics tonight, but one of the articles talks about how people in financial difficulty are actually causing big problems on the job because they're so much more concerned about their balances and did the check clear before the other ones were written and on and on and on, and because of it they're doing very poor production at work. The other article headline coming out of the Associated Press at noon today, record number, no, at noon, at midnight last night, record number in the United States are now relying on public aid. The welfare state is bigger than ever despite a decade of policies designed to wean poor people from public aid. The number of families receiving cash benefits from welfare has plummeted since the government imposed time limits on the payments a decade ago. That was, of course, during the Clinton era. But other programs for the poor, including Medicaid and food stamps, are bursting with new enrollees. The result, according to an Associated Press analysis, nearly one in six people in this country today relies on some form of public assistance, a larger share than at any time since the government began measuring over two decades ago. Critics of the welfare overhaul say the numbers offer fresh evidence that few former recipients have become self-sufficient, even though millions have moved from welfare to work. Yeah, but what kind of work? Certainly nothing meaningful. They say the vast majority have been forced into low-paying jobs without benefits and with few opportunities to advance. If the goal of welfare reform was to get people off the welfare rolls, bravo. But if the goal was to reduce poverty and give people economic and job stability, it was not a success. Those words from Vivian Adair, a former welfare recipient who is now assistant professor of women's studies at Hamilton College in upstate New York. Proponents of the changes in welfare say programs that once discourage work now offer support to people in low-paying jobs. They point to expanded eligibility rules for food stamps, and Medicaid, the health insurance program for the poor, all of which is designed to enable people to keep getting benefits even after they begin working. I don't have any problems with those programs growing, and indeed, they were intended to grow. Those words from Ron Haskins, a former advisor to President Bush on welfare policy. And the story goes on and on, but I think that you get the idea that things ain't as rosy as many people would like to think they are. Economically speaking, we're not doing as well as the White House and the administration would like us to believe. Coming out of, I don't know where this morning, at 1 o'clock, no, 1300 hours, 1 o'clock in the afternoon, central banks all over the world, this comes from the International Herald Tribune and published through Bloomberg, central banks around the world are continuing to diversify their reserves by cutting their dollar holdings. That, according to a survey sponsored by, the Royal Bank of Scotland Group. Italy, Russia, Sweden, Switzerland have made major adjustments in foreign exchange holdings favoring the euro and the pound. That, according to the poll, which was conducted by Central Banking Publications between September and December of last year. China also plans to manage its reserves more actively, the report said. Central banks are open to saying they've been diversifying to improve returns and reduce exposure to any single currency. There's no doubt that when they say diversification, they mean selling dollars. Ladies and gentlemen, if you don't understand the meaning of that, they're selling dollars, they're buying euros, they're buying British pounds, sterlings, they're buying whatever. We at Republic Trading Group are involved with very much the same kind of a situation. By calling Republic Trading Group and dialing in for either Robbie Noel or myself, we're also going to talk to you about diversifying out of dollars, selling your dollars in exchange for the one or two assets throughout history that have always done a phenomenal job of maintaining a value or allowing you to see a degree of growth that certainly cares for you as your currency, the dollar, continues to falter. And it is faltering. Republic Trading Group can be reached by calling 1-800-691-7898. 1-800-691-7898. We would also like to talk to you about diversifying out of your dollar-denominated assets, moving some of your funding into hard currency. Right now, hard currency is doing exceptionally well. And I just closed the site down, so hang on a sec. Let's take a look at some after-hour figures for the precious metals. It's been an interesting afternoon. I've had on the Travel Channel, of all things, on the television in the office. And they did a solid hour dealing with gold and silver and platinum and rare coins, American and otherwise, showing gold coins and silver coins that were struck back in the times of Christ, some before, some later. It's quite an interesting series to watch, kind of thing I'd expect to find on the Discovery Channel. Platinum end of the day up $4 to end the session at $1,244. You realize platinum is up about $50 in the last 2 weeks? Big move. Big, big move. Silver end of the day or in the aftermarket, silver is at $14.71. It was only a week ago that silver was in the $13 range. And gold currently stands at $686.95. Kind of interesting. It's something to think about. I remember it was but weeks ago I had a client who was interested in targeting a market to buy gold, hopefully in the $530 to $540 range. Ladies and gentlemen, in less than 1 month, gold has gone from about $550. I'm sorry. I apologize to you. Those numbers are wrong. To my friend up north, you know they're wrong. No, this individual is trying to buy gold in the 630 to 645 range. And we wound up buying it about 655. and it ground the living daylights out of her. She did not want to buy at that level. We're currently at 686.60, 686.95. I don't see it coming down anytime too soon. We're in a major, major leg of the bull market. Some of you guys in the chat room, by the way, for those of you who joined us late, the chat room is open. Come on and join us, www.federalobserver.com, and sign in. Join the conversation. I'm not popping my fingers. It's something going on elsewhere. Don't blame me, Gil. Nothing I can do about it right now. I could sit here and pop my fingers. I mean, why not? Let's do these things. Anyway, that's a good place to come. Those of you that are in the chat room, choose some different colors for your type. There's a wide range of color choices so you can follow the flow of the conversation easier. I received an email over the weekend from a listener and a reader of the Federal Observer. It appears that about 2 weeks ago, William Norman Grigg, one of the finest writers who ever wrote for the New American. New American, of course, is the publication put out by the John Birch Society. And I personally had a lot of problems with the JBS for some years. If you go into the search engine at the Federal Observer, you'll find three or four various different articles. And in at least one of them, you'll find why I have a problem with the JBS. In some of the other articles, you will begin to have a problem with the JBS. Well, apparently, William Norman Grigg did as well. And 2 weeks ago, he was fired after many, many, many years of fine writing and fine service to their publication. They've had great writers. It's just that my question began to, the hair on the back of my neck began to stand up some years ago when I had a personal altercation with them. And my problem with the JBS is, what are their ultimate goals? Is it what they state they are? I mean, think about this for just a moment. It was 1967, I believe, that the John Birch Society began their campaign that says, get us out of the UN. Well, my friends, it's nearly, what is this, 30 years? 30 years later, we're still not out. Is that campaign designed to succeed, or is it designed to suck more money out of the grassroots members? William Norman Grigg, in his latest column entitled Slouching Toward Martial Law. Finally, about 5 months too late, Grigg begins, some respectable people are beginning to understand the implications of what happened on October the 17th when Bush doodled his signature onto two measures that effectively destroyed our republic. The first was the Military Commissions Act, which effectively abolished habeas corpus and laid the foundation for a military tribunal system to those designated as unlawful enemy combatants. Those provisions apply primarily to non-citizens, but can be applied to U.S. citizens. Key elements of the act were upheld recently by a federal court, and Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez, who is certainly no friend to America, has instantly stated that the ancient Anglo-Saxon principle of habeas corpus, which it is literally the foundation of the American concept of due process of law, is not protected by the Constitution. And when we come back on the flip side of this commercial break, we're going to pick up and discuss this issue some more. Stay with us, won't you? I'll see you in a couple minutes.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc. patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, here's the number to call, 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com. That number to call again, 702-953-0267.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Interesting conversation going on in the chat room. I, once again, as always, there's two or three conversations going on. One of us discussing NASCAR races and things of that nature. Certainly the JBS is a very strong portion of the conversation. One of the folks in here was telling another one of the guys he hadn't seen for a while that he's just sitting around waiting for spring to appear, and it kind of dawned on me. It's like the old Bing Crosby song. The last album that Bing Crosby released, I think it came out after he died, back in 1977, I believe. And the album was called Seasons, and each song was designated to one of the four seasons. And, of course, the one song I particularly remember was called Spring. We'll be a little late this year. And, unfortunately, for JetBlue Airlines, it ain't coming fast enough. They had to cancel another 69 flights yesterday. Back to our commentary by William Norman Griggs, slouching toward martial law. He says, the second Republic killer, signed on October the 17th, was a provision of the Defense Authorization Act, call it the martial law codicil, permitting the president to seize control of state National Guard units for use in natural or man-made disasters, the latter referring to disruptions of social order, including insurrection and rebellion, or any activity the regime chooses to describe as such. This measure revised two obscure but indispensable laws, the Insurrection Act of 1807 and the Posse Comitatus Act of 1878. Those statutes provided a critical bulwark against the centralization and militarization of law enforcement. In a House editorial a few days ago, the New York Times noted that because of what happened on October the 17th, the president can now override local control of law enforcement and declare martial law. Hey, Warhawk, how you doing? By using military troops as a domestic police force. By using military troops as a police force. That's going to be interesting to do, because it doesn't say using American military troops. It just says using military troops. Keep in mind, most of the American military are over in the Middle East. And so whose military is going to be used? Oh, that's right. There's a lot of United Nations military from other parts of the world who are stationed in this country. Don't you find that interesting? Grigg goes on to say, some of us less than respectable folks pointed all of this out some months ago. But what makes all of it fit to print now is the existence of a measure co-sponsored by Senators Patrick Leakey Leahy of Vermont and Christopher Bond of Missouri that would repeal the martial law codicil. Exhausting its annual quota of sensible conclusions, the Times editorial board urges passage of the Leahy-Bond bill, which is the very least that must be done. The MCA, the military, the first one, the Military Commissions Act, should likewise be demolished immediately. And Senator Leahy has co-sponsored another measure, this one with Republic rat Arlen Expectorate. That's Arlen Specter for some of you. Entitled the Habeas Corpus Restoration Act of 2007, which would accomplish this as well. But you see, the most important action that could be taken to prevent our descent into full-fledged despotism would be to prevent the war in Iraq from metastasizing into a regional conflict involving Iran. James, good to see you in the room. James Kelly, a good old friend who's joined us in the chat room. We've got a pretty good-sized room for a Monday night. Glad to have all of you here. We've got some Americans who are living in Germany that have joined us in the chat room, as Gil does every night. The martial law measures enacted last October make perfect sense as preparations for a broader and more painful war that would involve economic hardship, social upheaval, and at least a measure of regimentation. Try as I might, I cannot imagine martial law in the United States except as something the population would agree to under threat from whom? Those words from liberal commentator Jane Smiley. Correct me if I'm wrong, she goes on. I know you will. But the last time martial law was declared was during the Civil War, and Americans, through the threats to the Union, were profound and omnipresent. Didn't like it then. I can't even imagine what would happen now. Unfortunately, Jane, I think I can. Jane, you ignorant slut. I unfortunately think I can imagine what would happen now. We have been so dumbed down this 150-odd years since the so-called war of the federal aggression, the Civil War, some of you call it, Northern aggression, whatever, that I think the average American is going to lay down because they're going to believe that it's all for the security and the benefit of a nation. That's why people like Dick Cheney are trying to raise the ugly scepter that Al-Qaeda is regrouping. It's sickening. Without minimizing the significance of last October's martial law provisions, Jane Smiley continues to say, I have to wonder who Bush, Cheney et al. Think they are governing. Were they planning to spring these things on us? One day we were supposed to wake up and martial law would be declared and we were supposed to actually pay attention to it? Where are they keeping the troops who are going to patrol our neighborhoods? Who was it who was going to disarm the population? And who was their base going to be when they sought public support for martial law? Stick around, folks. We'll be back with the answers to this and more after this brief commercial break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Many Bible prophecies written thousands of years ago have been fulfilled in the past 100 years. Unknown by most people, even Bible-reading Christians, major end-time prophecies are being fulfilled today, including the one-world government, the one-world religion, the 10-nation confederacy of Daniel and Revelation, the mark of the beast, or 666. Speculation abounds about these ancient prophecies and what they might mean today. Now, one of the most foremost scholars on geopolitics, Dr. Michael Kaufman, who has stopped the ratification of international treaties in the U.S. Senate, has just released a DVD called World Events and Prophecy. His DVD explains how these and other major prophecies are being fulfilled today. Order your copy of World Events and Prophecy. It's only $20 plus shipping and handling at discerningtoday.org or call toll-free 877-271-7639. Don't be caught off guard. Order your copy of World Events and Prophecy at discerningtoday.org.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
Welcome back, my friends. Get the long haul now. If you're listening to The Flip Side, I'm Jeffrey Bennett behind the mic tonight. Certainly glad to have you here. Sharing with you tonight William Norman Griggs' commentary on some of the bills that Bush signed into law last year, the Military Commissions Act and the Martial Law Codicil, or the so-called Defense Authorization Act. Before the break, we posed a series of questions that Jane Smiley was asking, and the one we saved to last is, who is going to round us up, and where are they going to put us? Awful lot of us seem to know the answers to that, don't we? It's kind of sickening. The only good thing is, unless they decide to put us out of their misery, I got to be honest with you, we're at least all going to be in good company. These are sensible questions that Smiley has posed. They're relatively easy to answer. Let's take a couple of them in turn. Where are the troops who would patrol our neighborhoods? Some of them are already patrolling our neighborhoods. Those particular troops are from nominally local police departments that are appendages of the National Homeland Security System. As has been pointed out in the past, many of them are receiving material aid through the Pentagon's Law Enforcement Support Organization, or LESO, including combat weaponry, armored personnel carriers, and other assets entirely incompatible with law enforcement operations, but entirely suitable for martial law. In the event of martial law, militarized local police would work in tandem with National Guard units acting under presidential orders, as well as other elements of the Homeland Security apparatus. The Bureau of Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, would likely play a large role, although I don't see how. They don't pay much of a role now, as would federally subsidized mercenary outfits such as Blackwater. Of course, then some of us want to know who's going to disarm the population. Same answer as above. The recall as well that local police, backed by National Guard units, confiscated firearms in New Orleans when the city was placed under martial law following Hurricane Katrina. You don't get it, do you? Who's going to support martial law? Frankly, when you examine the antic parade of authoritarian misfits constituting the so-called conservative movement, the question becomes who among this sorry lot would not support martial law? When neo-Trotskyite fanatics like Frank Gaffney describe criticism of the regime's escalation strategy, commonly called the surge in Iraq, as a literal hanging offense, and GOP-aligned legal scholars like Hugh Hewitt endorse assassination of civilians by presidential decree, why does it seem unlikely that martial law would find a constituency, ladies and gentlemen? Of course, the question is, who's going to round us up and where are we going to be put? To answer the first question, see the first item that I shared with you above. Correct answer to the second question is, we would be put anywhere that's convenient for those doing the putting. It should be understood that this has already happened after a fashion in any community that has been blighted by a presidential visit in the last several years. The mechanism used to provide security for those visits would serve the needs of martial law quite well. Something is dreadfully wrong, I fear. I don't know if I even need to continue Grigg's commentary. It's not that it isn't worth listening to, but after a while, it all becomes quite redundant. I think you get the idea. I want to talk to you for just a moment. I had a long conversation with a friend over the weekend, and the discussion of Hurricane Katrina came up. Now, Hurricane Katrina took place, what, a year and a half ago? In fact, I know who I had the conversation with, my friend up in North Dakota. She recently left the Houston area, and we talked about what took place in the Houston area while Katrina was moving its way in. I have an aunt who lives down there. My aunt and uncle had lived in Houston for many, many years. And when the hurricane was moving, I was on the phone to her saying, "What are you going to do?" "Well, I think we're going to sit it out." I said, "I would not advise it." I said, "I'd get in your damn car and get the hell out of Dodge now." Well, they kind of waited overnight and decided to make the move the next morning. They decided that I was right, that it was time to get up and get out of Houston because Katrina was moving in. Well, unfortunately, they got into the same traffic that everybody else was in, and you had traffic lines that were, what, 150 miles long? Ladies and gentlemen, if thinking back to just a year and a half to what happened with the mass exodus leaving Houston, if that is not a good example of why it's important to get out of a major city, then I don't know what is. Yeah, I'm in the same boat. I'm in the same boat. I want to get out of this city. The only good thing is I'm already at the far end of the valley. Makes things maybe a little bit easier for me. And I know all the arteries for getting me out of here. And a lot of the folks don't. And I don't say that in a cavalier attitude. But it is quite interesting. Just think back. Think about the havoc in New Orleans and Alabama and Mississippi. In Houston, look what those people had to go through. They and tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands of others were trying to escape, and they couldn't do it. Now, it's not easy to leave the Valley of the Scum, gringo, but I am at the far west end. I'm real close to Tonopah, and only problem is the two-lane highway there. So you're right. It is frustrating. Repealing the martial law measures is imperative, ladies and gentlemen, but the immediate task is to stop the regime's plans for war with Iran, because I honestly believe, ladies and gentlemen, that Iran is the next move. It's one of the reasons gold and silver and platinum are staying up. It's one of the reasons the dollar continues to remain weak. People have had it with this dictatorial regime that we have sitting in Washington, D.C. today. And yet we all know they're not the handlers. They're the puppets. That's all they are, is the puppets. I was talking to someone several hours ago, my friend Moishi. And Moishi and I talked about this. He was at a three-day conference here in Phoenix over the weekend, a so-called 911 expose deal. He said it was a joke, an absolute joke. People start talking about, let's impeach the president. Well, I have some other ideas, but as Michael says, what's the difference? Impeaching doesn't do it. That's only going after the symptom. We need to get to the cause of the disease. It's amazing. Let me share a story with you. Some of you may have heard this before. I think I've heard it and read it. But it's one that I think is worth readdressing. It was founded by pilgrims who decided to leave their own country, which did not encourage freedom of religion, freedom of speech, and freedom of the individual. And so they migrated to an uncivilized land inhabited by savages. And the rock where they landed was to become a national shrine and one of the most famous monuments in the world. They drove off the natives. They built rude shelters and houses of worship, meanwhile setting aside a special day to give thanks. Now these pilgrims, all stern, austere men, believed in their God and worked very hard. They established schools under religious leaders that, in a way, became the first public free education in the world. Through hard, determined labor, they forged a colony while the rest of the world chuckled. But the pilgrims, my friends, persevered. Intolerant of wrongdoing, they used gallows to punish criminals. In their day-to-day activities, they had no patience for the degenerate who, if pampered, became the cancer of a nation. And shortly, these pilgrims engaged in trade and commerce as their community grew. And in the process, they became moderately prosperous. Other colonists came and established other communities. And some of the noblest words ever written began to surface. Facades of our modern government buildings bear some of the legends written back then. Words like liberty, justice, freedom of worship. And then another nation sent tax agents to exploit the colonists. In alarm, the colonists sent their greatest men as representatives to a general assembly, choosing a gentleman farmer as their leader. And the gentleman farmer united the colonies, and together they shook off the shackles of oppression as they won the fight against the old world and became a strong nation. And that farmer is known as the father of his country. Today, a famous U.S. city is named after him. The new nation formed two houses of government. The most powerful was the Senate, whose members could be elected only if they were men of integrity, honor, patriotism, and religion. The nation became a republic, though it is a republic no longer. Ultimately, my friends, a civil war divided the fledgling country. Its leader, who tried to keep the republic united, was assassinated. Eventually, many of the nation's government officials became ambitious for power. They began to make deals with and take bribes from the leaders of big factions. That now the republic is entangled in unholy alliances with foreign powers. The alliances bring wars, the wars bring taxes, but the citizens never seem to mind. After all, the wars also increase trade and industry. And besides, the new taxes affected only the rich. They were told. And so the farmers rebelled, sending petitions for subsidies, price supports, etc. and government, wanting support for its own schemes, bought up the surplus crops and stored them in the warehouse where they rotted. Not to be outdone, industrialists were next to ask for tax benefits too. Finally, the government became all-powerful. It guaranteed to protect the people from all forces whatsoever, including nature. And taxation grew and grew, and the bureaucracy thrived as free housing and food and entertainment came next. The middle class declined under the added tax burdens. Crime became so commonplace that it was dangerous to walk the streets at night. The nation's prosperity was declining. And so a crippled leader led the nation into more wars and foreign entanglements. Patriots became known as radicals and were treated as such. The general who had been victimized by government pleaded with the nation to remember her glorious past, to return to honor, to decent government, and to the principles of the founding fathers. The people scoffed, and he eventually died bitterly in anguish. An honest senator dared to speak out for the halt of foreign subversion and to constant foreign aid draining away the nation's money. The public at large recoiled, branding him a reactionary. The nation fell deeper into debt. It joined a league with other nations and enemies that exploited her. Her government increased taxes to send more aid to her enemies and devalued her currency, substituting base materials for precious metals in her coins. She became allied with powerful barbarians in still more foolish, stupid wars. She sent experts to school the barbarians in the latest scientific discoveries. The nation was now totally corrupt. Its middle class was finally dead. The barbarians moved into her borders and took over and destroyed the once great civilization. It is interesting to read this because as you read through it, there's so much that we can pick out of it. The rock, Plymouth Rock, becoming a national shrine, one of the most famous rocks or monuments in the world. The special day to give thanks, Thanksgiving, or Sunday. Colonists sending their greatest men as representatives to a general assembly, choosing a gentleman farmer as their leader, who became known as the father of his country. George Washington, of course, is who instantly comes to our mind. And we talk about the Civil War and a leader who attempted to keep the Republic united being assassinated. That, of course, is Abraham Lincoln. And we read down further and hear about the crippled leader who led the nation into more wars. That, of course, has to be Franklin Delano Roosevelt. The general being victimized by government. Douglas MacArthur. The honest senator daring to speak out for the halt to foreign subversion and to constant foreign aid draining away the nation's money. That, of course, has to be Charles Lindbergh Sr., amongst several others. But you see, not all that you read and not all that you see is necessarily what it seems to be, ladies and gentlemen. Not in life, not every day, certainly not turn on the nightly news. Not all that you see or hear there has a thing to do with reality, has little to do with what truly is going on in this country and around the world. The war in Iraq, the probable war in Iran, or extension of the Iraqi war into Iran, is not for the reasons so many people have been led to believe. It's not to combat terrorism. It is to be at the whim of some little rogue state called Israel. And so we now have an excess of 3,000 Americans more than died on 9/11 have now died in Mr. Bush's so-called war on terrorism. When we come back, I'll give you the answers to the questions we've just posed to you. Stay with me. I'll be back with some final comments.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Welcome back to the final moments, my friends, the flip side. Glad to have you back. It's been a fast hour. I kind of like that song, but I prefer it by Waylon Jennings. One can at least understand the words. We spent the last few moments talking about the direction that I see that this country has gone in 200 and some odd years. And yet what becomes interesting is, let's now go down to the answers. The nation we spoke about was not the United States of America, but in fact was ancient Rome. And the Pilgrim's Rock? It's known as the foundation of the Temple of Jupiter. Thanks to all of you. The gentleman farmer, his name wasn't George Washington, it was Cincinnatus. That's right, Cincinnati, Ohio. The assassinated leader was not Abraham Lincoln, but in fact was Julius Caesar. And the crippled leader, not FDR, but Caligula. And the general was Mark Antony. The honest senator, Cicero. My friends, history repeats itself. There's nothing new under the sun. Think about it. It's quite amazing. We talk about history in that fashion. I know this piece has been around the internet for a long time. And I hope that it continues to be put out over and over and over and over again. Any of you out there wanting it who'd like a copy, send me an email tonight. I'm not sure what emails are working for us right now, so I'm going to give you my personal email, J Bennett, the letter J, B-E-N-N-E-T-T, 216, at Cox, C-O-X, dot net. Request a copy of the Pilgrim piece. I think it's worth sharing. I think it's worth reading over and over again. I think it's worth sharing with those who think you're absolutely out of your mind. What becomes interesting with all of this, ladies and gentlemen, part of this history also is that money always collapses. Money always falls into disfavor. This thing we call money today, fiat money, that has no backing, has no value. What happened to the currency in Rome and in other democratic societies or republic societies throughout history have all eventually collapsed. They've become worth zero. James in the chat room says, what we now have leading America today is an American Caligula. That music's up too loud, buddy. Bring that down a little bit. Time for me to go. The music's breaking my eardrums. On behalf of Republic Broadcasting Network, Robbie Noel and myself, thanks for being with me. Without apology, I am Jeffrey Bennett.